AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has called on Congress to allow regulators to impose tougher penalties on executives of failed banks.
The president says increasing accountability for bank managers is the best way to prevent mismanagement in the future. So today he's asking Congress to give bank regulators new powers to impose fines and claw back compensation from bank managers when their banks fail. The White House noting that the CEO of Silicon Valley Bank reportedly sold more than $3 million worth of shares just days before the FDIC was forced to take over.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. The parent company of Silicon Valley Bank, which was taken over by federal regulators, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. So what does that mean? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Bankruptcy for the parent company really doesn't have a lot to do with Silicon Valley Bank itself. Silicon Valley Bank has now been taken over by the FDIC, and it's not part of the Chapter 11 filing. But Silicon Valley Financial Group actually owns other assets which have value.
CBS News has confirmed the Justice Department is investigating TikTok for possible spying on U.S. citizens. The app's owner says those involved have been fired. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has called for the arrest of Russian President Vladimir Putin and another Russian official. CBS's Mary Alushnia.
Russian officials have predictably dismissed the announcement by the International Criminal Court, saying that it will issue an arrest warrant for President Vladimir Putin and his official Maria Lvova-Belova, whom the court accuses of abducting Ukrainian children and forcibly removing them from the territory of Ukraine and bringing them to Russia.
Russia does not recognize the court's jurisdiction. A video of Shelby County, Tennessee inmate Gershon Freeman being beaten has sparked calls for murder charges against the officers involved. Jake Brown is the family attorney.
Mr. Freeman ran out and he was subjected to a gauntlet of punches, kicks. He was stricken with implements ranging from handcuffs to heavy rings of jail keys.
In Memphis, famed civil rights attorney Ben Crump says as many as 10 officers were involved and that Freeman was experiencing a mental health crisis. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hosted the annual Friends of Ireland luncheon at the Capitol on this St. Patrick's Day. Ireland's prime minister thanked the speaker.
Everyone in Ireland is proud that an Irish American holds the speaker's gavel. And we wish you the very best in your term as speaker. And I look forward to working with you on areas of common interest.
This is CBS.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's longtime Secretary of State is retiring after more than 40 years in office. Governor Evers is appointing former State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski to take Doug LaFollette's place. Wisconsin voters will decide if judges should have more discretion when setting bail. Social justice groups want you to vote no. Jonathan McCray Jones is with the ACLU.
Pretrial detention was never about the safety of the community, but selling the illusion of safety as justification for mass incarceration, government revenue, and outdated racist and classist policies.
Wisconsin votes on April 4th. In sports, Marquette beats Vermont to kick off the big dance. They'll play Michigan State Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. You don't know my car.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Friday, St. Patty's Day, happy hour. We're going to wind up to have a hell of a good show and a good time with your participation. 844-967-2789. And Dom, there is an arrest warrant out for Putin. And I would wonder, why is there not one out for George W. Bush? But that's a different topic for a different day. Back to Putin. The outrageous, the invasion of Ukraine. The international courts have now put out an arrest warrant. It's going to get very uncomfortable for this man to start traveling to certain countries. If Putin comes to the United Nations, he could be subject to arrest. What do you think about that, fella?
Good luck with that. Better get Dog the Bounty Hunter. CBS News reporting, the court said in a statement that Putin, quote, is allegedly responsible for the war crime of unlawful deportation of population, specifically children, and that of unlawful transfer of population, children, from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation. ICC said in its pretrial chamber that there were, quote, reasonable grounds to believe that each suspect bears responsibility for the war crime of unlawful deportation of population and from occupied areas in prejudice of the Ukraine children. So, good. I mean, that's at least acknowledgement of perhaps some of the terrible things that are going on over in Ukraine because of Russia's aggression. I'm just wondering what the Republicans think, you know, what Tucker thinks, all these, you know, pro-Putin, what are they going to think? Are you fine with Putin stealing kids? You're cool with that?
Well, it's a regional conflict, according to the new GOP star of the day, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. That's his perspective, Tom. We got to stay out of it. Let them sort it out, those, you know, aggressors and the victims. They work it out.
The guy that illegally took kids from another state and shipped them by plane to another state under false pretenses. That guy who engaged in human trafficking.
Yeah, the guy that wants to be at the authoritarian in chief here in the great United States of America. Dom, here's another question. When Donald Trump, we think it's inevitable the man's getting indicted. We think it might be imminent that he's getting indicted on Monday. How's Donald Trump going to stand up to the indictment, Dom? I mean, we've heard him say some pretty bold things. He'd run in there even without a gun, right? Right. If the FBI comes a-knocking, is he going out like Tony Montana, you know?
I got to tell you,
Blaze. Go out in a blaze of glory.
Blaze of glory, man. Robert Redford, Paul Newman. You know what I'm saying? Go out in a blaze of glory.
Unfortunately, I don't care if he goes out like Thelma and Louise.
Here is some reporting on this. Adam Nichols at the Raw Story. Former President Donald Trump will surrender quietly if he's indicted by a Manhattan grand jury investigating allegations that he made illegal hush money payments, his lawyer told the New York Daily News. Attorney Joe Tacopina told the newspaper, there won't be a standoff at Mar-a-Lago with Secret Service and the Manhattan DA. The court officers... here's another quote, Dennis Quirk, president of the New York State Court Officers Association. The court officers will work hand in hand with NYPD and the Secret Service in making this as smooth and safe a process for all parties involved.
It's almost like they've thought about it. Do you ever think about what the about to get served with an indictment process is at your place, Dom?
No, man, like never crossed my mind, man. Never. Never. I mean, I have feelings about it. One is like, you know what? Never let him take you alive, Trump. You know what I mean? You'll never take me alive, copper. That's an attitude. The other is, which I think is kind of funny, when you see all these old gangsters back in the day, they run. Like the one that Paul Castellano got waxed for when he had this thing in, I think it was Paul Castellano, he was involved, a big meeting of the mob up in the woods in like New York somewhere, and all these Cadillacs were driving through these little towns where they called the cops. Next thing you know, oh goodness, there's a bunch of gangsters meeting on the hill, house on the hill. Well, the cops roll in, and what do these guys all do with their, you know, suits and nice shoes? Well, they go running, you know, into the woods, you know, not great in shape. So, you know, you never run. Number one, that's embarrassing. You don't run. If you're doing something, you just let them take you. You know, you'd be nice about it.
But in that one Tony Soprano episode, he was over at Johnny's house and the feds came and he ran through the woods of New Jersey and somehow miraculously got away to live another day.
Well, yeah, I don't think Trump's going to get too far. But here, to your point, though, Curdy, reporting again today, very specifically, breaking news from NBCNews.com. Local, state, and federal law enforcement and security agencies are preparing for the possibility that former President Donald Trump will be indicted as early as next week. According to five senior officials familiar with preparations, law enforcement agencies are conducting preliminary security assessments, the official said, and are discussing potential security plans in and around the Manhattan Criminal Court at 100 Center Street in case Trump is charged in connection with the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels and travels to New York to face any charges. The official stressed that the interagency conversations and planning are precautionary in nature because no charges have been filed. Yeah, they're going through the exercise because, you know, just in case, just in case.
So we understand from the taco pizza guy.
Tacopina, yeah, Joe Tacopina.
I think I got it right the first time. Taco pizza guy. That Donald Trump's going to surrender like a little girl, like a wuss. He's not going to stand and fight and brawl his way out of it. You know, I feel like we at least would go over that cliff together, Dom.
I got the caddy, man. We'll go.
You do. You literally have that Cadillac convertible. But Trump doesn't have to be brave. Trump was never brave, right?
Draft. Yeah, Trump's got Secret Service. Brave.
It's not even about the Secret Service. I mean, if he's going to be indicted, they're not also indicting the Secret Service agents. They don't have to go serve the time.
Certainly, but if Trump wanted to, if he had the authority over his Secret Service to tell them to, you know, deny.
Shoot those men!
Right. Shoot them in the legs. Can't we just shoot them in the legs? We don't want to kill them, just shoot them in the legs, right?
That's not the fear, actually. Donald Trump, flight risk? Where's it going to go? Who hasn't seen this this guy before? Right. I almost said it. But weaponizing the mob. That's what I worry about. If Donald Trump gets indicted, the security is at the courthouse, not for his protection, for the protection of the judge. How'd you like to catch that trial? Know what
I
mean?
I'd love it. I'd love to have that trial.
That whoever that judge is, their life will be under threat for the rest of their natural life.
Do it. Yes, absolutely. Help be the one to put those guys away. And the good news is at least 1,000 of those boneheads who charged them on last time apparently might be a little unavailable or not so motivated to come out this time because they're still being prosecuted. So,
prosecuted?
You know, there's that.
They're at the top of the charts, Dom. Do you know that the January 6th choir, those patriots as they're being described by the former president, they're number one on iTunes.
I don't know what you're talking about. They're singing a song on iTunes?
Yes.
Do we have it?
I think it could be found readily.
Okay. All right.
Guess what else? Hang on real quick.
Let's talk about this briefly. According, again, to NBC News, the agencies involved for this, you know, just precautionary planning, because no charges are filed yet, include the New York Police Department, the New York State Court officers, the U.S. Secret Service, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, and the Manhattan DA's office. You know, because they're just getting together to hang out for some St. Paddy's Day drinks tonight, try to figure out how to keep the Trumpsters from burning the place down. But again, I got to tell you, a lot of those folks might be less interested, seeing as how it worked out last time. And again, if you come there, Trumpsters, Megas, you want to charge the mound, your guy's not going to be able to help you. He doesn't care about you. He's been lying to you. So good luck with that.
Dominic, you may not know this, because I know you're often unaware of the world around you, but a song credited to former President Donald Trump and the J6 Prison Choir has been sitting at number one on the iTunes top song chart since Monday. Justice for All features a oscillating mix of the two recordings.
I pledge allegiance.
One of a lo-fi track of a group of people singing the Star Spangled Banner, and the other one of Trump saying the Pledge of Allegiance as rousing ambient drone of sound swells behind them. The group of people, the J6 Prison Choir, were all prisoners who have been convicted of participating in the riots and attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021, an event that the House Select Committee investigated the day called an attempted coup on the U.S. government. It's an odd oxymoronic juxtaposition of, you know, this love of country and willingness to overthrow the Constitution and the governance thereof, and the idolic worship of Donald Trump as the vessel, God's vessel, if you will, to hopefully pardon them all and get them out of prison where they sit as political prisoners.
The thing about the white nationalists loving their country is that the white nationalists love their country when it's full of other white nationalist Christian nationalists. Let's be honest here. White Christian nationalism. They love a country full of white Christian nationalism. The country that is not the white Christian nationalism part, they're not really fond of that part of the country.
Luminate did estimate that Justice for All has been streamed around 600,000 times by Monday across video and audio platforms. Apparently, there might be some cooking of the books.
600,001. I take it back.
Make sure you give it a
thumbs down something. Can you give it a frown or something? Yeah, all right, yeah. All right, well, the choir will not be present next week when Alvin Bragg lays the lumber on Donald Trump. So, good luck.
You can get that single, $1.29, on iTunes. Yeah. Come back with us.
We're free on YouTube.
We're free everywhere, worldwide. Civic Media app, that's what the real patriots have. You can always join us. Have a little fun on Fridays. We air some grievances, do it a little national, turning our attention towards Trump. I bet he's going to have a tough weekend, you know, with the imminent pending indictments. I just wish it were from Jack Smith or maybe even Fulton County. But I'll take Alvin Bragg. We'll celebrate. Come back. More Devils. It's
a good appetizer.
I don't kid. Say hello to my little friend. Hopefully we're not going to have to plan for that.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy tonight with a low of 13. Westerly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 25. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 16. Dry and turning much warmer Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 30s to the mid 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees. 33 degrees.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines airing your grievances at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, big announcement. Donald Trump has returned to Facebook. He posted, first time today since the January 6th, 2021. Oh,
and I missed it.
He's back. A little bit of the coverage. Yeah. Now, I looked. It's a little video post, and it says, "I'm back!" Exclamation point, all caps, because that's how he writes everything. And I played the little video, and here's what it says. Sorry to keep you waiting. Let me try that again. Sorry to keep you waiting. And sort of like me, Trump sound a little slurish. Sorry to keep you waiting. You know, like the Ritalin was wearing off. Complicated business. Trump is heard saying in the 12-second video of his 2016 election night victory with then-president, Vice President-elect Mike Pence at his right arm and Barron at his left. He wasn't very eloquent that night, but apparently he's going to remind you he won in 16. And he's back on Facebook, baby. I'm back. Donald Trump's back, Dom. He's also gearing up. Like, hey, don't forget Mob. Here's another way I could possibly activate you.
844-967-2789. He's going to need all the help he can get. But Crudy, he said some other things. I believe we have some sound of this. Thank you, Evan, for doing the hard work. Donald Trump, in one of these videos, and I'm not sure if it's his Facebook one, but we found it on the internet. You can find it. Donald Trump talks about, you know, the foreign policy and the greatest threat to civilization is not Russia. It's us. What? Evan, if you would, please.
Our foreign policy establishment keeps trying to pull the world into conflict with a nuclear-armed Russia based on the lie that Russia represents our greatest threat. But the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia. It's probably, more than anything else, ourselves and some of the horrible USA-hating people that represent us. Our foreign policy establishment keeps trying to pull the world into conflict with a nuclear-armed Russia based on the lie.
That's replaying. Okay, so thank you for that, Evan. It's ourselves. It's us.
The only thing we have to fear is us.
Us? I mean, in some regards, I got to think this is a little bit of a confession from Donald Trump. Yes, you're right. We should perhaps fear you and your mega mob. You're the ones, right? You. Again, this is how they work. This projection. This is exactly, he's telling you exactly how he feels about his influence in this country. He is the worst. But, of course, I digress. for the president, former president, now wannabe president, saying that Russia is not the problem, a foreign problem with us. It's not a threat to Western civilization. It's us. And I would specify, perhaps, former President Donald Trump, it's MAGA. It's you.
I'd like to point out the other authoritarian in waiting, Ron DeSantis, the governor from Florida. I think I've seen a career-ending story that's hit the front pages.
No, like shipping, you know, migrant
children from Texas, although he's the governor of Florida.
New England, right.
Off to Martha's Vineyards to own the libs, Dom.
Yeah, that would totally make him look.
And of course, punish the immigrants as Jesus teaches.
Yes, punish them hard and don't feed people.
But here's the deal killer. Not just for me, but for a lot of. Oh, it's not the white boots.
Okay, all right. I'm just throwing things
out. They are odd. Ron DeSantis eats pudding with three fingers.
Ew.
That is a deal killer. I'm telling you. I mean, you heard me, and I like Mandela Barnes, but the fact that he didn't properly wipe the peanut butter off the knife and then stick it in the jelly jar, remember, during his campaign?
I don't, but I know you do.
Well, those sort of subtle things occasionally matter, Dom. Well, this is bold and
Come on. Why not wiping off the peanut butter off the knife before you stick in the jelly is a whole different deal than eating pudding with three fingers as a grown-ass man.
Oh, absolutely different. This one, entirely disqualifying as far as I'm concerned, Dom. The headline, Ron DeSantis ate chocolate pudding with three fingers? The Florida governor has entered the pantheon of politicians eating weirdly. The Daily Beast story about DeSantis supposedly aloof public persona and tenuous social skills and how that might factor into the 2024 presidential campaign should DeSantis declare he's running. He's running, Dom. According to two anonymous sources familiar with the incident, the Daily Beast reported that in March of 2019, DeSantis was flying from Tallahassee, Florida, to Washington, and he ate a chocolate pudding dessert using three of his fingers. Presumably, it's the Scout's Honor three, not the pinky or the thumb.
Presumably, but you never know.
As it's written here, that's right. He ate a chocolate pudding dessert using his fingers, three of them. This prompts many questions. Was there a single available spoon on the airplane? Why use three fingers and not two or one? Was the urge for chocolate pudding so strong that it couldn't wait until a spoon could be found? Was it all some kind of practical joke? Slate tried to put itself in DeSantis' shoes. You're sitting down to enjoy a creamy cup of pudding, maybe one swipe from your kid's lunchbox. You just really, really want to eat it. But when you pull back the plastic seal, you realize, alas, there's no spoon in sight. You face a world in which you either A, wait to eat the pudding, B, throw manners to the wind. Personally, I think he could have tried to squeeze the plastic packaging. That's what I would have done. You squeeze from the bottom, always from the bottom, and push the whole glop into his mouth at once. But the squishiness of the packaging of pudding was not part of the Daily Beast story. That's gross. That's disqualifying entirely. You know, I wash my hands before I go to the bathroom. I like clean hands, man. I would never do that. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Wash your hands, people. It's filthy.
You know the finger.
Yes, I know the finger.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has confirmed the Justice Department is investigating TikTok for possible spying on U.S. citizens. Those involved have been fired. President Biden wants Congress to clamp down on executives of failed banks.
He urges Congress to pass reforms to grow the FDIC's ability to claw back the proceeds from executive stock sales. Mr. Biden would also have the agency imposing fines for recklessness and an industry-wide ban preventing those who presided over failures from working again in the banking sector.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy. The chief judge of the International Criminal Court says an arrest warrant has been issued for Russia's president and an official in Russia in charge of children's welfare.
The ICC is doing its
part of work. As a court of law, the judges issued arrest warrants. Their execution depends on international cooperation.
The warrants come after Russia deported children from Ukraine. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Badgers men's basketball team is in postseason play, and you can hear the action from the National Invitational Tournament on these local Civic Media radio stations.
Wisconsin hosts Liberty in the second round of the NIT this Sunday with an 11 a.m. tip-off.
WFHR, 1320 a.m., 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. In Richland Center, dial up WRCE, 1450 a.m. or 107.7 FM. And in Amory, tune in 1260 a.m. WLAK. Every win in the NIT, find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like, yeah. I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday happier, happy hour, happy St. Paddy's, everybody. Except you, Ron DeSantis. Eating chocolate pudding with three fingers. That is a disqualifier. I would divorce. If Mrs. Crudy did that, I would divorce her. That's wow. Sick and wrong. That is troubling behavior.
It's a little odd, but I've heard and seen different reports. I don't dig into them about the awkward social mannerisms of DeSantis. That he's
being
not
socially
great.
Awkward is quite different than dipping one's fingers into the chocolate pudding and then putting it in
kind of the
mouth.
Same vein, man. It's the same. It's, you know, it's poor judgment. It's, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Lacking of common sense.
Come on, man.
Overcompensating for apparently terrible hunger. I mean, at least you didn't do the Gene Stanley with the tongue.
Well, no, that would be more acceptable, you know, because you could shield. Well, the Gene Stanley might not be able to shield it, but you could hide behind the packaging. Use your tongue. But to use your fingers in plain view, obviously, people were in the room, Don.
Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley. Wrong guy. I combined the two, but anyway, you get
me. And I followed you down that rabbit
hole. Sorry, man. I knew that wasn't right. Gene Simmons with the tongue.
Let me ask you.
What? And
I speak not just to you, Dominic, but also to the audience, because it is St. Paddy's Friday. And, you know, some of you are about to go make some bad choices.
There probably already have been made. I mean, you can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
So some people are going to over-imbibe, and they're going to eat some stuff just because you know how it is, Dom. You get hungry, and it's late, and you notice all the restaurants are closed, and you start looking through the fridge or whatever. So let me ask you, Dom, what's the grossest thing you ever ate?
Grossest thing I ever ate?
And I would put chocolate pudding with three fingers down is the grossest thing. And I would move you out of my friend category.
Well, I mean, you know, the chocolate pudding in and of itself is not gross,
no,
right?
Of course
the chocolate
not.
Pudding is tasty.
It's wonderful.
You know, the mannerisms by which you consume said chocolate,
yes.
That becomes, you know, it could be a little odd. So
that's the grotesque part. The use of the fingers, the dirty, dirty fingers.
You know, I don't know, man. It's hard to say. Have I eaten with my hands before? Absolutely. Recently,
like spaghetti?
Probably.
Like spaghetti. Have you
No, I've never eaten spaghetti with my hands. No. Now, would I pick up a meatball with my hands? Absolutely.
Mamma mia. Of course you
forget
would,
about
right?
it. But no, I'm not gonna grab a handful of pasta.
What about just a starter noodle? Just get her to your mouth.
No. I think I'd grab a utensil for that purpose.
I'm trying to think, what is the grossest thing I've seen you eat? Because you've had your moments in our many multi-yeared faceted friendship.
I would say if you're starving, if you're hungry, I can see where the rage would take you over, DeSantis. But you gotta control those demons, man.
844-967-2789. Something else I would note, Dom. I made it through my entire little mini vacation without spilling food on myself.
I don't believe it.
I swear to God.
Did you make like a concerted effort, like this
oh,
is
yeah.
the new Crudy. I will not spill food on myself.
Yeah, I had to go get some new chubby guy vacation wear.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, some nicer Islander kind of, you know, Tommy Bahama stuff I wouldn't normally buy because I want to look cool in Key West. So, you know, when you got an expensive shirt on, you're eating the salsa.
Can you tell? Is that why those Tommy Bahama shirts are so colorful? You can't really tell if you spill them?
Hide the salsa yeah, right. in the floral pattern?
It's not a white golf shirt, man. There's a reason why. It's camouflage.
To the best of my memory,
right.
I did not spill. And normally I spill every time I eat any meal. I've usually got both lunch and dinner on my...
I do not spill on myself, but I do spill almost my crumbs. I'm a messy eater, and I cannot for the life of me eat popcorn. A small bowl, a handful, one piece, without somehow dropping a piece on the floor.
Well, that's a true moral shortcoming of yours.
I do my best.
But Ron DeSantis, apparently it's more than just pudding. Reportedly, this man is mini... awkward social notions, you know, with the eating. Like, he is ravenous when he eats. Well, those guys. Have you ever sat across from anyone and you're just like, well, don't mention me.
I used to meet this guy at Perkins, and he would order two meals.
Oh, it wasn't so much two meals.
It was two meals. There were two items on the menu. One did not come with the other. You know what I'm saying? You can't get like a T-bone with a side of porterhouse. Those are two meals.
That wasn't entirely what I would get, like steak and eggs or something, and then I would get a side grape with fruit or maybe French toast.
Yeah,
something with fruit.
You would have two breakfasts. Like, I get it, man. I mean, that's fine. Did the crepes come with the steak and eggs?
When you order them that way, they do.
When you order two separate, yeah. So that's
that's an a la carte second meal. There was a New Year's Eve. I went out, post New Year's Eve, so 3-4 in the morning, and we went to a Perkins like joint. And I was not yet married, so I was still partying on the big amateur night holidays. I don't intend to party on this one. I'm gonna go home, maybe watch some basketball on the boob tube. Because, by the way, I got to get up in the morning. doing the Wisconsin Grassroots Network.
Yeah.
But anyways, this New Year's Eve, we saw a live band. I remember they were playing the band Lit, like, you know, cars in the front yard, cigarettes still burning. I forget precisely what that song is called, but this band, that was one of their good covers. And then we got hammer drunk. Somebody was driving. I think Carrie's husband was the designated driver, and he got us all to Perkins. And I ordered like half the menu. I had like five entrees. And the waitress said, "You don't want all that food."
No, you don't.
And like, I'll show her. I'm like, "Yes, I do." And not only did I want that much food, I swear to God, I ate every bite of like five breakfast entrees.
At what? And this is after a night of indulgence already. So
New Year's Eve.
So this is what, 2-3 in the morning?
3:30-ish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's quite late. But I mean, who tells the drunk guy? And I had money. I didn't spend up all my cash.
No,
it's not like I was going to ditch.
Well, because that's a lot of food, man. Like, if you've like never seen anyone order this much food ever in your entire life, and this guy comes strolling in on New Year's Eve, and he orders that much food, you know, just trying to save the guy a little hassle, save the guy a little heartburn. You know, just you're being nice, being a good server.
Dom, you've known me a long time. You cannot save me from me.
No.
Next time, I'm taking Fancy Brian with. You know what I mean? Like, you think I eat a lot? Meet this guy. Meet my friend Fancy.
You big fella. It takes a lot to keep you going.
844-967-2789. You going to overindulge this weekend, Dom, as you probably often do?
Oh, man.
You like to work out just so you can overindulge.
I work out to, you know, stay keep the body moving. The mind, you know, that's already gone. No, it's been a long couple of weeks, man. I know you come back from vacation. You're all fired up and ready to go. I've been working, man. I'm a little tired and throwing in some trips to get my global entry to Chicago and going up to see Ma and Appleton and out to Madison. Man, I've been putting the miles on and burning the candle at both ends. So I'll only probably go out 3 or 4 nights.
You know, I got another couple of trips coming up. Weekender stuff. I got a Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up Easter weekend.
Oh, nice.
I invited you. You could go. You could go to that concert with
me. No, I'm not going.
I'm not inviting. It's not open call for the audience. Yeah. Sorry. So you got an extra ticket? No, my wife would relinquish her ticket to Dom because I've never been to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert that you weren't there, Dom.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. I think you gave me a ticket for my birthday 1 year. Felt like I owed you one back.
Well, yeah, I got some trips coming up myself, so I'm not going to be able to make that one, but the Chili Peppers are always a blast to see live.
That's what all the real Christians do. You know, the night before Easter, they go see the Chili Peppers. At least that's what I'm doing. Going up to Minneapolis. It's been a while, Dom.
Are you getting your corned beef sandwich today, or did you already do that?
You know.
And is Lent, is that only a Christian thing, a Catholic thing? I mean, what?
Pretty much the Catholics. I don't do the Lent.
You don't do all that?
I don't give up anything.
No. You don't? No sacrifice, no fasting, none of that for you?
I will give up your camaraderie for a period of time.
And until Monday when we do the radio show again.
Yeah. I won't bother you.
That is sacrifice. I don't know how you make it without me, Curdy.
You know, I only really talk to like two people over my vacation. My wife, of course, but, you know, people from back here in the world of cold. My partner for about 3.5 minutes, and my other partner, you, but I called you like 3 times just to tell you some.
You were very happy in the sand, man. You want to tell me all about it?
I was bragging. I was trying to make you envious. Hey, Dom, while you're doing a show today, look at the one picture I sent you. I'm going to tell a story on myself. The one picture I was so proud of, the oceanfront view from the commode in my hotel room on South Beach. I'd never had a oceanfront commode view.
Living the life, man. Was it a gold toilet, too?
It did have a bidet, the accompanying bidet.
Oh, excellent. And did you use it?
Now we're getting a little too personal, Dom. The odd part,
it gets hot down there, man. I'm just saying, it's okay.
The odd part, I showered often. I don't. If you think I don't like dirty hands, Dom, I'm just saying, I'm not, I don't like dirty. But the odd part was, as you sat on the commode, you could see all the way through to the ocean, but the shower was there. So the shower was on the outside wall. So effectively, you know, I as a man could stand there and shower and look out at the people walking on the street. But that would be a little less comfortable for my wife because the wall was only waist high.
Right.
But it allowed for sitting on the commode and admiring the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. Never had that before in a hotel room.
How did you get into the ocean? Did you? How was the water? So my understanding between the red tide and the seaweed swarm coming.
All that stuff. Nothing but beautiful, beautiful weather and great ocean. Saw two little sharks. And saw dolphins. Pretty cool. A couple of sunset cruises. Yeah, I was living the life. Now I'm back stuck with you, man. The only thing that makes it livable is doing a show and the fact that it's St. Paddy's Day and we're in the midst of March Madness. That's the other one.
And how's your bracket doing, man? Marquette pulled it off today.
Winning that game.
Number two, that's obvious. That's a good call. But you got Marquette versus Michigan.
Michigan State.
Michigan.
And I've got them losing that game in my brackets. I've got Purdue winning it all. But I can tell you, I did not pick Princeton. Didn't they beat Arizona, two seed?
Oh, was that the first upset?
I had Arizona in the Final Four.
so I'm pretty busted. Blown up already.
Yeah. You know, the best thing that could happen to me this weekend is a corned beef sandwich. And, of course, the Wisconsin Grassroots Network. We're going to broadcast it tomorrow morning. Our friend Jim Santel going live, 9 to 11, special live broadcast from the Wisconsin Grassroots Network at Wisconsin Heights High School. And then Earl Ingram is also going to be there, and I'm going to be there, Tom. I had to do a speaking part. Got to speechify in the morning.
Speechify, and how long is your presentation?
20 minutes.
Oh, not too bad.
I don't like a long segment.
Is there a commercial break in there, or is that straight through?
No, that's straight through. But here's the good part.
What?
The best part about my little 20-minute speaking part, you will not be interrupting me. I have the conch for 20 minutes straight. Now they'll probably have the clock. I do think they, you know, be like the Grammys. They'll try to play me off.
Right, please. But please be done. Wrap up now. Please wrap up.
I'll have to thank my agent and my mom, but never Ron DeSantis, because that man's very gross. Pudding with a hand eating. I mean, that's worse than double dipping a chip, man. That's.
I mean, absolutely. And you gotta think like some of that. It gets under your fingernails, man. You know, that's kind of gross. I mean, yeah.
Is that like saving it for later, Ron? Come back with
us. Did he go to Iowa and not meet anybody?
Well, who wants to meet people on the campaign trail? More devils.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they.
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 13. Tonight, under overcast skies, winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, highs around 25. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 16. Ample sunshine expected Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 39. 46 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees. 3 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've brought up a few of the more important topics, like how Ron DeSantis consumes chocolate pudding.
With three fingers.
Very gross and disqualifying fashion. We've talked about a lot of important topics like that, and I've got one more light one here at the end. Dom, you've got one chance to save Wisconsin democracy. No, keeping her light here to close off St. Patty's Day.
Okay, all right.
This is a bit of an opinion piece. Paul Fanlon at the Cap Times, looking into the camera for a social media ad. Actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus asked and then answers her own question. You want to help win a close race that could determine who holds power in Congress and the White House in 2024? Join me in helping our friends in Wisconsin elect Judge Janet to their state Supreme Court. Flipping that seat will be key to getting fair maps and protecting abortion rights. That the celebrity comedic actress of Seinfeld and Veep fame would be fundraising for a Midwestern judicial candidate might seem jarring in most elections, but not this one. I'd point out she was out there retweeting our friends at Asco's Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kristen Bry. That was awesome.
It's well documented that the April 4th contest between the left-leaning Janet Protasiewicz, a Milwaukee County judge, and the right-wing stalwart and former...
Walker-appointed?
Thank you. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly is already the most expensive state court race in the nation's history. Everyone following the race knows it has been framed as a referendum on Wisconsin's 1849 law prohibiting abortion in nearly all cases. A little bit more here. They also know that because Wisconsin is a closely divided and crucial swing state that is also home to many election deniers. Where you at, CJ? The court's makeup could be crucial. Backers of former President Donald Trump or some other Republican might challenge the validity of the ballots in 24. Less discussed in the race are two major themes today. One, I think that deserves special focus as the election year. First is the reality that the spring's chance to back true democracy in Wisconsin might not come again for a long, long time.
Oh, that's scary.
The election is almost certainly the best opening and perhaps the only one for the foreseeable future, like forever, folks, for left-leaning and centrist voters to move the state from its current anti-democratic trajectory, one in which the 4-3 right-wing majority on the court dependably sides with Republicans. Second is to focus a spotlight on just how comprehensive the damage the conservative court has inflicted on Wisconsin has been. And most of those who follow politics know about gerrymandering and the impact it has had on destroying the will of Wisconsin voters. Want to help, Dom, or you want me to keep going?
Yeah, I got this. What is less widely understood is just how consistently and thoroughly Republicans have focused since Scott Walker was first elected governor, not on making life better for people, but on prioritizing efforts to politically emasculate opponents. It's power over real world progress, always. It is pretty much that simple. We can return to the traditional Wisconsin we once had in our roughly evenly divided state. We can elect representatives who openly debate issues, so even those in deep blue cities have a proportionate voice. What a concept. The rescue of Wisconsin democracy is actually a two-step process, and the court race is the second one. The first one was last fall's re-election of Governor Tony Evers, but that was all about defense, about his crucial role as a bulwark against even more extremist ideas. Yet the best Evers can do against GOP legislative majorities is employ his bullhorn to extol his sensible center-left agenda and to use his veto authority a whole lot. A proto-sandwich victory, in contrast, would be about offense for the first time since 2008 when the court flipped. 2008! By drawing legislative maps in 2011 designed to ensure their perpetual power, Republicans have been able, in rough numbers, to control two-thirds of the seats in the legislature by gaining half or fewer of the overall votes cast in legislative races. Hell, it's good work if you can get it. Among other actions, Republicans then use those majorities to pass campaign finance laws that limit how much labor unions can contribute to campaigns while not placing limits on wealthy individuals. Labor, of course, almost always supports Democrats. The legislature passed and Walker signed an anti-union, quote-unquote, right-to-work law in 2015. Years earlier, Walker said he was not interested in that change, but the opportunity to hurt Democrats apparently moved him. He said it would show Wisconsin was open for business at the time. A 2018 report by the National Bureau of Economic Research quantified the impact of such laws had on Democrats. Based on elections from 1980 to 2016, research found that right-to-work laws decreased Democratic presidential vote share by 3.5 percentage points and lowered Democratic turnout by 2 points in counties that had enacted such measures. The loss of voters, volunteers, contributions, and lobbying were all devastating to Democrats, the report concluded. Republicans also made it harder for people to vote at every available turn. The New York Times prepares an annual cost of voting report that ranks states by how difficult it is to vote there. Last fall, Wisconsin's rank fell from 38 to 47, no doubt delighting Republicans. That means it is more difficult to vote in only Mississippi, Arkansas, and New Hampshire.
There's more, but you get the point. The most important election of your lifetime, it's on April 4th. So, eat, drink, and be merry this weekend, but tell a few friends, A, listen to the Devil's Advocates. They'll love you for it. And B, go vote April 4th like democracy depends on it. Carolyn from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Carolyn.
Hello. I have a little grievance.
Yes, ma'am.
I miss the fine voice that used to introduce you guys and included both of you as hosts.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. No, I tease. Van Edwards, our friend that used to work over at iHeart and no longer does, had been the voice of God. And we've got to get the opening updated, but it's not purposeful.
Okay. Well, Brian can do it, huh?
We'll get it done, Carolyn. We'll try to balance the host.
Okay, good. Okay. Thank you,
Carolyn. Brian can do anything. Give it to Brian; he'll do it.
I would point out when LA Tom bought the website, it was domandcrute.com. Oh,
kick that, kill that.
Okay, so that'll be an awkward way to
wrap up the St. Patty's Day edition of the Devil's Advocates. Izzy's happy Izzy birthday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, for hanging out, for coming to listen to the Devil's Advocate. We have time. We got some couple callers. Let's kind of squeeze one in. Let's go, John from Joliet. You got 30 seconds, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, we need to pair up Ron Three Fingers with Marjorie Three Toes. She's got the sport feet. She could scoop the tapioca pudding for him.
That is just a visual I did not need. I totally regret taking your call now, John. Thank you for that. I mean, does she eat with her toes the pudding?
Don't take that, John. It was a great phone call. They could meet at the Florida-Georgia county line. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy St. Patty's. See you all at the Wisconsin Grassroots Network or listen right here on Civic Media.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.